I would say probably about 4 or 5 years ago, people kept talking about, you know, the centennial is coming up. What are we going to do? What are the conversations that are going to happen around the centennial? My name is Carlos Moreno. So I moved to Tulsa in 1998. I started freelancing for the Oklahoma Eagle. It's the oldest black newspaper in Tulsa, and it's the first black daily newspaper in the country. So it's something that was really, really great to kind of be working for a newspaper that had that much legacy and that much history behind it. They wanted to create kind of a special issue of the newspaper so where people could really understand about the massacre and about the history of Greenwood. I kind of didn't know at that time how valuable an experience that really was until much later. Having moved here from California, I really didn't know anything about Oklahoma history or Tulsa history. So I was really new to everything, including the massacre. The special issue was published in early 2003. You know, those stories and that history just never left. I've always been interested ever since then to learn more about Greenwood. So over the years, I've just been picking up every book, every article, every picture, every newspaper clipping about Greenwood and just kept collecting. But when I discovered everything that I discovered, it was like opening a treasure chest. There would be a little piece in one book and another little piece in another book. And when you put all these pieces together, you get this picture of a very rich life that this person lived. And so for me, all these people started coming alive to me in the same way that I felt when the Greenwood elders were telling me stories about this. So I got those same feelings. I sort of rediscovered what it was like to be learning about the history, just doing it in a different way. Until finally there was a kind of a few things that all aligned that sort of led me to, you know, people telling me I really need to write a book. I think that what really sort of hits me the hardest is the way the story is being told. I couldn't even watch the first episode of The Watchmen because I knew they were going to get it wrong. The current narrative we have is just completely wrong, you know? And so it just really got to me so much that people weren't looking through the same lens that I had learned about Greenwood from, and that people weren't digging into the primary documents to learn the real history. I think the thing that's kind of most missing from the conversation about Greenwood and about the centennial is that the massacre wasn't just an isolated event, that it was planned beforehand, that the city tried to prevent Greenwood from rebuilding afterwards, and Greenwood is still getting destroyed today by building all these new buildings. And it's wonderful that downtown is coming back, but at what cost and at what expense, and who gets to decide Greenwood's fate and its future? And I don't see it being the people of Greenwood. So these are difficult conversations that I don't think Tulsa's ready to have yet.